After Dark with Aaron on Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2 Nile FM.
It is officially time to kick off After Dark. I'm Aaron. Thanks for joining me tonight. Marwa Raqqa in the studio with me. And our topic, it's all about the breakup. This song kind of fits. It's X Factor right here on Cairo's number one.
But you'd rather make it.
Cairo's number one hit music station, Nile FM.
Oh, I like the fly ball.
Lionel Richie and the Commodores with Zoom right here on Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2 Nile FM. You're listening to After Dark. I'm Aaron in studio, as every Monday. With me, you're going to laugh at me. See, don't look at me when I say your name.
Okay, Cairo is going to give you a huge applause.
Go. Don't look at me. Cover your eyes.
All right, okay.
Marwa Raka.
Good girl.
I know. I've been practicing even more. And every week you make fun of me, and then I get embarrassed, and then I say your name wrong. So just...
Well, the thing is, you only say it right when I'm there, because I heard you when you were Zach. I was driving on my way here, and you said it, Raka. I should be there.
Every day I get better. And then I have I actually start my Arabic tutoring, which I'm pretty excited about, because every day I try and learn three new words. But I want to be able to have a conversation in Arabic.
What were your words for today?
I learned bu'i.
Bu'i?
Yeah, bu'i. Bus, bus.
It was bus dimin.
What? Bu'i is your mouth.
Yeah, what's the other
I learned kiss.
Ah, busa.
Yeah, busa. Busa. There we go.
Okay.
And I learned, what else did I learn today?
Oh, there are only three words, come on.
Aina.
Ayn. Good.
Yes, I'm learning, you know, small, simple words. The other day it was driving directions.
Ah.
And that I remember.
Well, that's good. You've been practicing that with taxi drivers.
I have. But I'm getting a lot better, and I'm proud of myself. So.
Good girl.
All right, why don't we go ahead and introduce our topic for the evening real quick. We'll go to commercials, we'll play a couple songs, and then we'll dive right in.
All right, we're going to be talking about breakups. We're going to be talking about everything, how you feel, the pain. We're going to play Fact and Fiction.
Again?
I'm enjoying this Fact and Fiction thing.
I like the game.
Yeah, and then we're going to talk about, you know, like little tips to overcome a heartache or a heartbreak. And we're going to deal with... You know when sometimes people get stubborn with their feelings? We're going to get rid of that. All of it.
Good.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to it. So that's coming up. Also, After Dark is all about lover dedication. I can't even talk tonight.
It's the Arabic lesson.
I know, right? I'm like, okay, should it come out this way? No. Love dedications and love requests, 6163, if there's a song that you want to send out to someone tonight. I would love to hear from you, 3-8-5-5-0-5-5. And if you do have a relationship comment or question that you need help with, Marwa is always available. You can log on to her website at marwaraka.com, and you're like, stop saying my name. It's marwaraka.com. Or you can hit us up at afterdark@nileradioproduction.com. More great tunes coming up right here on Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2 Nile FM.
More hit music plays next. Nile FM.
For the first time in Egypt and the Arab region. Superstar. Call our superstar line on 09000120 from any landline. Listen to Beyoncé's top hits and enjoy the great ringtones. Don't miss the superstar line on 09000120. Call and download Beyoncé's full track songs and true tones on your mobile. Brought to you by Telemedia.
Lena Springs, the first and exclusive environmental friendly compound with a lavish and complex lifestyle that offers a wide natural landscape, cascading waterfalls, smart home technology, recreational facilities, and more. Dial 01000-99121. Lena Springs, more than just a home, more than just a compound.
Begin transmission. Mix commencing. Mash commencing. Mix and Mash, Thursdays, 8 p.m. Mixed by Zach. Your station, your music. Nile FM. End transmission.
You're listening to After Dark with Aaron on Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2 Nile FM.
I never knew that everything was falling through, that everyone I knew was waiting on a cue to turn and run when all I needed was the truth. That's how it's gotta be. It's coming down to nothing.
Fido with Thank You on Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2 Nile FM. That one going out to Sharif tonight. Thank you so much for listening to After Dark. I'm Aaron in studio with me. You could say your own name from now on.
Marwa Racha. Okay, I'm helping you just once tonight. See, the kha is very strong.
I'm learning, girl.
Okay.
Earlier, we kind of talked about what our topic is for the evening. I want to let you know at any time during the show, you can get in touch with us on the SMS at 6163, or you can call us, but right now it's not a good idea because we're on the air and I can't answer the phone.
I can see the red light going on.
It's 38555055, or you can always email us as well at afterdark@nowradioproduction.com, or even go on our Facebook group. I mean, there's many ways to get in touch with us, and that's what I want to make sure everyone understands, that if they do have a problem, there are many ways that you can get in touch with us to help with your problem.
All right, so back to our topic and getting over heartbreak. Okay, first of all, while at times you might feel like you're numb or you are over it or it doesn't matter or you're angry or whatever, it will hit you and it will hurt hard. So, Aaron, let me ask you this. How do you handle pain? That kind of pain.
Of a breakup?
Yeah.
It used to be food.
Food works.
Yeah, it used to be a pint of Haagen-Dazs, but that didn't work out so well for me. So, yeah, I don't do the food thing anymore. You know what? Everybody's going to deal with pain differently.
Mm-hmm.
I really believe that. Some people will sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Some people will cry. Some people will eat. Some people will exercise. Some people will not really let it affect them and just move on. I guess it just depends on the person.
Yeah. Well, let me confess.
Okay.
I never told you how I became a writer.
Okay. Writing.
Yeah.
There you go.
I've been fostering a lot of bad and negative experiences. And that was like for 10 or 12 years. And then at one point of time, it just got to me. And I was totally unable to have a healthy relationship. Until one day, I decided that I'm going to write about it. And hence came my first published article, and then the second article, and the third, and then it came a book, and then a show, you know, and it continues.
I'll be honest and say I do have a journal where I write down a lot of my thoughts because it helps me deal with everything, not just pain, but just in, it's just a good way to collect mm-hmm. your thoughts.
Yeah, and it's just good for venting and detox. All right, now I'm going to share with you a little bit of that first article because it was about breakups, and I was devastated. So at first, it felt like I've been hit by a bus. I did not want to get out of bed. I just sat there and hurt from inside. I could not reach into myself where it hurts to try to make it better. There were tears to go with the pain, and sometimes I just went numb. Then I was struck with a sudden pain, which made me drive like a maniac, shout for no good reason, and feel overwhelmed by anger at him, me, and life. The hole got deeper. The wound felt as if it would never heal. It was a vicious cycle that just drained me.
Mm.
We all go through that. Fact or fiction?
What? Do you want me to say yeah? If that's true? I'm going to say yeah, that's true. You know, I think, you know, we've talked off air about the type of relationships that I've been in my past. And I'll tell you what. When you think you have met that one true love of your life and it all goes down the drain, that's the worst feeling in the world.
It hurts.
It's terrible. And it took, and I'll be honest and say, the last big breakup that I had took me about 3 years to get over. That's how devastating it was to me. It's not like it was something I just woke up the next day and was like, oh.
Somebody once wrote that for every year you've been with a person, it takes you 3 months.
Well, that would be about right then.
Yeah.
It was terrible. And no one, you know, no one wants to leave a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when you think it's the person that you're supposed to spend the rest of your life with, or someone that you just love with all your heart.
You've invested a lot of emotions and time and feelings, and it just doesn't work out, and it hurts.
It does hurt. So, all right, you want to do fact or fiction?
Yeah.
All right, let's do it.
All right, first one. Fear of abandonment and loss is silly, and you will get over it after 25.
No, I don't think fear and abandonment is a silly thought at all, because most people are afraid of being by themselves anyhow, and I don't really think there's an age cutoff, because I know people that are in their 50s, and that's what they're worried about.
Very true. It has got absolutely nothing to do with age. Once you've got someone that you cherish, that you care for, that you love, at that time, you would feel that you want to hold on to that person. And the fear of losing that person or the fear of that person abandoning you will haunt you. Okay, second one. Keep yourself busy. Time will pass and you will heal on your own.
I'm going to say true. I say if you do keep yourself busy and you get back into a routine and you hang out with supportive people, you'll eventually heal.
All right. That was a tricky one. Half of it is true, the busy part, but you're not going to heal on your own. You have to deal with your feelings. You have to face them. You have to confess that you're hurt and deal with that. All right. Moving on is a conscious decision. You will not move on if you do not want to move on.
True.
Why?
Because that other person has probably already moved on.
Mm-hmm.
That's the reason why you broke up. And until you come to terms with the fact that you're no longer with that person, you're going to, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You're just going to be stuck in like the...
Drag on and on.
Yeah,
and on
and on and on and on and on.
Yeah, that's very correct. So once you've accepted the fact that your relationship is over, then you'll feel more openly to truly move on.
But that's such a hard thing to do.
But that's the first step.
It is. I think it's the hardest step to
do. Yeah. The moment you say, I'm moving on, and you stick to it. Because right now, we had the caller, and she her heart is broken, and part of her is still holding on to him, and a little part of her wants to move on. So it's not going to happen. All right. Keep in mind that even your darkest hour is only going to be 60 minutes in length.
True. It will pass.
It will pass.
All right. We'll continue.
It will pass.
We'll continue the rest of this list around the corner. I'm going to try and find some appropriate music for our topic tonight. Had tons of requests. I am going to get through to the Lenny Kravitz. I'm going to try to get to Coldplay. And Jordan Sparks is on the way as well. Right now, I had a request for some country music. I like the lyrics of this song. It will hit home to a lot of people listening. It's called Don't Make Me right here on Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2 Nile FM.
Girl, when I look at you, you look through me like I'm not even there. Try not to give up, to be strong, but I'm afraid to say I'm scared. I can't find a place your heart is hiding. And I'm no quitter, but I'm tired of fighting. Baby, I love you, don't wanna lose you, don't make me let you go. Took such a long time for me to find you. Don't make me let you go. Baby, I'm begging, please, and I'm down here on my knees. I don't wanna have to set you free. Don't make me. When I'm long gone, it dawns on you, you just might want me back. Let me make myself clear, if I leave here, it's done, I'm gone, that's that. You carry my love around like it's a heavy burden. I'm about to take it back, are you sure it's worth it? Baby, I love you, don't want to lose you. Don't make me let you go. Took such a long time for me to find you. Don't make me let you go. Baby, I'm begging, please, and I'm down here on my knees. I don't wanna have to set you free. Here on my
After Dark with Aaron on Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2 Nile FM.
deja vu, like a radio tune. I swear I've heard before. Yeah. Is it something real, or the magic I'm feeding off your finger?
Duran, Come Undone on Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2 Nile FM. Prior to that, I had lots of people asking, what was that song you played? It was actually called One Last Cry from Brian McKnight, and even prior to that, Blake Shelton with Don't Make Me. You are listening to After Dark. I'm Aaron.
You have to say this.
I'm not saying it, because then you're just going to make fun of me
for the rest of the night. I'm looking at the paper. You go.
Marwaraha. I don't even like when I say it. It sounds terrible. When I listen to Egyptians speak in Arabic, it sounds eloquent and beautiful. When I say it, it's like...
It sounds cute.
It's not cute.
People out there, they adore you when you try to speak Arabic. They
terrible.
Do. You're going to see on your Facebook wall.
They're going to be like, stop. You're butchering my language. Go back to America. All right, we're talking about breakups tonight, and hopefully this information helps some of you. We've had a lot of phone calls in the studio about breakups, and my heart goes out to people who have broken up or have had their heart broken, because I've had my heart broken, and it is a terrible feeling. It hurts.
And the thing is, they really don't believe that it will pass. This is the last thing that it will pass. Anything passes.
It does. And if anyone who listens to the evening session knows that I laugh all night long, I'm obviously okay and my life is going well and I'm functioning. So I want to remind you, 6163 on the SMS if you want to get in touch if there's something you want to hear. Because after all, After Dark is all about love requests, love dedications, or 38555055. Okay, when we left off, we were playing the fact or fiction trivia.
All right, and the last thing we said was your darkest hour will only be 60 minutes, just like any other hour, and it will pass. And then, the end of a relationship is the end of all relationships, Aaron.
That's not true.
Why?
Because it's just one relationship. And it's not the end of the world. My mom used to say that all the time. Oh, it's not the end of the world. You know, and I used to just look at her and be like, you don't understand. And then a month later, I'd be like, you know, mom was right. It's not the end of the world. Although it feels like it. Mm-hmm. It feels like it's the end of the world and that everything is coming to an end. But it's...
But listen, from someone who's been there, the sea is full of fish.
There are many fishes in the sea.
It's
most definitely.
Not the end of the world.
It's not the end of the world.
All right. And then, weak people mourn and grieve the loss of someone, so you have to be strong and don't grieve or mourn.
That's not true. Because your body has to heal. You have to heal from something that happens to you, and if you ignore it, it's just going to get bigger and bigger. Like our SMSer said, Rafiq said, breaking up hurts more than what you were saying. You have to confess that when you're deeply hurt, mm-hmm. you can't pass if you want to ignore it. It will grow bigger and bigger. So I don't think that anyone can forget any moment of his past, and especially the one that hurt him badly.
Very true.
It's very true. Thank you so much for the SMS.
Yeah. And over, you have to remember that you don't have to be perfect all the time or any of the time, because nobody is ever perfect. So it's okay to be down or in a bad mood or sad or angry or hurt. All right. Getting over your ex is virtually impossible if you're fantasizing about getting back together.
True. You can't move on if you're thinking about that person all the time.
Holding on to memories is just going to stop you from moving on. All right. Take responsibility for a breakup. It is your fault. It is always your fault. You're a failure when it comes to relationships.
That is definitely not
I wish they could see her face now.
My face? I'm like... No, it is not your fault. It is not your fault.
Yeah. You need to take responsibility of your mistakes when that happens. But part of moving on, you have to remind yourself that sometimes it is just not your fault.
Let's do one more.
Yeah.
And then we'll go to break.
Okay. We just had a caller now. He said that the breakup was caused because her mother found out that he's dating the daughter and they're from different religions and she got angry. So it wasn't his fault. It wasn't her fault. It's just how things are. And we had another caller, and she said that his family did not approve of her because they thought she's from a lower social class. It's not her fault.
Some things are out of your control.
Exactly.
You can't help it.
Exactly.
You can't do anything about it. That's just the way it is.
Yeah.
All right.
Let's listen to a song.
All right. Let's listen
cheer us up.
Now that you've depressed me.
Cheer us up.
All right. Stick around. More music coming up right here on Cairo's number one hit music station. 104.2 Nile FM.
More hit music plays next. Nile FM.
Nokia Express Music presents Nokia's DJ of the Year competition. Express your talent, press play, and mix your own.